Welcome to Ireland. Welcome especially to the road from Cork to Kerry. The back road, if you like, through Kanturk and Abbeyfeel. And I'm on my way to the Listowel Writers Week Literature Festival. This is a festival that began 40 years ago, set up by John B. Keane and Brian Merriman. And I guess the 40th anniversary is a special one. It's actually going to be my third Listowel Writers Week Festival. I went first in 2007, and I went and attended a workshop run by Nuala Nigonal. Nuala Nigonal, that's an Irish name, is a great poet. I've read hardly any of her work. I've read a number of her poems in translation, but unfortunately I can't actually read Irish, so I can't read her in the language that she writes in. But she led us on a workshop in 2007, about 15, 16 people, and I remember it very well. I remember particularly the start of the workshop, where I wandered in about 5 minutes late, completely convinced that I was about 35 minutes late, and felt completely disoriented for almost the whole day, until I realized that I'd missed hardly anything. There were a whole load of postcards on the table, and we were invited to pick up a postcard and make a poem out of one or two postcards. And that started me writing in Listowel in 2007. I'm going to just say a couple of things about Listowel, because I got so taken with the place. I just have to drive around a corner now. This is a little bit tricky, so I'll slow down the talking. And We wrote poetry while there. I then proceeded to make a resolution that the atmosphere was so great in Listowel that I'd go every single year until I was carried out of the place in a box. I loved the way you could meet a complete stranger in a pub. There was one woman, I said, "Hello, how are you?" And she said the same to me. And I said, "Are you a writer by any chance?" And she opened up her handbag and she took out her novel and she showed it to me. So basically it was it's the kind of place where, you know, complete strangers have conversations in the freedom that they're never going to meet again. So they're able to say anything they like to each other, and that's part of the charm of it. I didn't go in 2008. But in 2009 I did. But 2009 became the year that Patrick Stack and I set up a Listowel Writers Week Fringe blog. Our ambition was to produce the best blog in the world of a literature festival. That was the ambition. I even went trawling the internet to find out what other literature festivals had blogs, and said, well, we'll benchmark our Fringe blog from Listowel against that. The blog that we have at Listowel is unofficial. We get no favours from the organisers of Listowel Writers Week Literature Festival. We get not even 10% reduction on entry price. We don't get any special treatment of any kind, so we're completely free to say whatever we like about the festival. And I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to be recording booze with people. I'm going to be interviewing people. I'm going to be broadcasting them. I'm going to be also putting content on the blog. So I look forward very much to doing that. I look forward to making contact with you. I'd be grateful if you tell other people that the blog exists. You can Google it and find it easily enough. And we'll take it from there. Anyway, this is Paul O'Mahony, who's at present negotiating the streets of Kanturk on his way to Listowel Writers Week. And I'll be back to you later on. Bye-bye.